work. So she have once or once there, which is her family. And before she can't talk, she say she have to look out for her family, which no one can wrong her. Now, even if you have the thing for 30 years, and now you see where it reached, now where them all are lock out the rest of them out of the place. No one still no talk to the man, the young Marley.
There was dialogue, there was constant dialogue. We engage Sister Desta, who is an attorney and friend of Rita in terms of arbitration. But at one point we heard that arbitration doors are closed. So what else could we do no more than we are looking at the legal ramification of a gift for 34 years that we have occupied without any molestation, and then to the ear say, all that is revoked. We not here to talk about anything else more than we have to go. So I
all right, so them decide to demolish everything with upon the property. Are that them say?
Well, the board structures would have been the first phase, because we are talking about concrete and steel beams of tabernacles rafters and things. We're not talking about...
Yeah, I'm plan no grave.
Yes, and we're talking about the ancestral remains that is on that land. Mortimer Planner, Bongo Shefan, Bongo Gabby, Granny Ivy, and a little baby that...
Me help carry Planner go down there.
First, I knew that one. I wasn't on the island and that. But, you know, even Mortimer Planner's grandson came at Scottsdale just last week. And when he came there, he had hell to go through the gate because security would not let him in to come and see the remains of his father. And it's after consultation and his passport picture get taken and WhatsApp would be and them verify it as him, then them get the green light to open the gate. So
all right, so what is going to happen? What is going to happen now?
I think only a legal pursuit can, you know, give you any justice, because there's no arbitrary room open to deny being the order. We have to explore the legality of the victim.
So Miguel was the one who was representing the Naya being yours, Miguel?
Yes, in terms of this land issue from that time that Rita had said, Brother Miguel, you need to get a surveyor and do a subdivision.
So what Miguel, I don't know. What is Miguel's position now?
Well, I have been reasoning with him and listening to his program earlier. He's now presenting some, paperwork, looking back at some files or some things that was done and started to see how best now we can challenge this thing again legally. Some things...
Everybody here said them lock out the rest of them about 2 years ago now. The lawyer, which is, you say, is Miguel now representing, never see, said that they're going to have to do...
Everyone knew we engage him. Our international lawyers in conference with Miguel, that the Jasmine, Diagis, and Kwasi from IDOR, and we had Zoom meetings trying to discuss this whole thing. I mean,
with who? Who are discuss right it with? Now? No, we you are discuss it with next Rasta. We are talking about discuss it with the Mali. You know, talk about discuss it with the next Rasta.
No, it's,
you
it's,
have
it's
Zoom
a,
meeting
it's
both
a
with Rasta to Rasta.
Marley saying things, they're writing letters, their door of arbitration has closed, so we know of it. Regroup now to see how best can we challenge this thing to where it reaches today, right now.
So that so, challenge so, it reaches now then?
Yeah, because if you don't leave with no room for dialogue, and then the occupants there are being forcefully removed, but it, they have not seen a court order. Because, you know, they consulted the police in force, and no, them can't move on the like that. Years in the dead, so the court has to give an order for us as police to go there to ensure that no violent action take place, no force removal take place. It's an order of the court. So even today, the police...
So them can't go look the order, or...
No,
so them can't go look the order.
Court order as yet. Brother Miguel said he had seen something from some attorney, but the occupants of the land have not physically seen a court order with their names to say that the Court of Jamaica, or the Queen's Court, has said you have to vacate this premises. That by word of mouth.
So if them come with it tomorrow, if them come with it tomorrow, what is the next move? If them come with it tomorrow?
If the court says they have to move?
Yeah, if the paper comes in the next 7 days. If it comes tomorrow.
Compliance would have to be, because this is the court of the land saying that. Then probably a legal counteraction to our representation would have to ensue to see how we can reverse a decision like that. So that is where we're at right now. But today, you know, we decide, if that is happening, we have to voice our opinion. I mean, the order was based on the union we had with the Marley family, because, you know, every person since 9 to 5, a bus come at Scott Patch and 4 in the morning, because we have to before 6 with drums and chant the whole day. We're dead all when music is like bingy, you are flat sound box to how the energy was high.
Yeah.
At Tuff Gong, at Marley Museum, every Bob Marley Earth Day. So we have had a close relationship with Nana Rita, with the family. I know we make representation from Jamrock Cruise, you know, the One Love Concert.
All right, you have to remember, Bridget. Listen, Ivy.
Yes, sir.
I am elder, and you are elder now, you know. Okay, so we are not elder again, because the youth them say no. All right, so you are now. You see the iron for them where they dead from them time there? Them gone.
Some of them.
Them dead. You understand?
Most of them were still there.
But you hear me, I say no. So if we there, so no. And the item I make representation, and the item of a liar, and Taguan and Aguano. And there's no talk, because you say no dialogue closed. From Stephanie Shinim?
Yes, Stephanie Marley, yeah.
Stephanie Marley, I think Stephanie Marley is the one who this. Nobody don't know what them going to do with the land. Nobody don't know if the land is up for sale. What am I going to do with the land?
I'm not sure. That is left to be seen. I noticed that.
Where you hear?
Well, I just know them. I just hear so them assume the custody of the property. I don't know what plans they have to the land. I just noticed that the land now since I went there today. And my son lived there, you know. Because all we say, Everton, it said, no, may I represent the Bingy House. When them give the Bingy House notice, then I will go. They have not given the Bingy House notice. Only who lives on the land get notice, but the Bingy House don't get a notice to say, done with that. Mr. Everton, from them lock the gate to the bridge, it means that they must stop the Bingy from going. But he said, well, until that day, he will be there. So, is when I hear now say the land is being cleaned up, bushwhack on, dead to the wild, we are charged, we see cleaning up going on, so we are anticipating that something is about to happen, which we don't know. We won't speculate until it unfolds. And so Brother Nancy said, can I see us spoil the sport? That's what we are looking to see. What is going to happen?
Is there a possibility that the land is up for sale? Did anybody ask that? Eh?
No, I don't.
No, the sign almost gone up. Maybe it's a question we should have asked.
We just know Stephanie asked.
No, maybe it's a question we should have asked. Eh?
Well.
No, where's it?
I don't know if anyone has asked, but from our house position, we never ask a question if it's up for sale. Yeah?
Well, maybe that question they should have asked. No, we don't know, but maybe that question they should have asked.
But if it's up to sale, Mota, our 5 acres couldn't be up to sale.
No, why not?
Because it's ours. It's ours.
What is the evidence of that? Rita Marley can't talk, Virgin.
There's so much evidence. I mean, it has been...
You can't call Rita Marley to...
There's there is still living with
Babylon. Babylon deal with paper, you know.
No, you have some contracts.
Babylon deal with paper, oral. You know, Bridget.
Some contracts are oral and binding just as the physical paper contract.
Yeah, but them like can't find them can't see.
You see how them assume pinnacle by adverse position? Yeah. Yeah? Because tax never appear and some other man go pay the tax and government and court tell you say them at them get it by adverse position. We got it because
tax appear upon the land.
Eh?
Tax appear upon 5 acres.
No, Rita engaged me in a conversation in 2010, but you all are not even paying taxes. Mrs. Nana, how can we be paying taxes when we don't even know the folio number, the volume number, you have never indicated to us? Just give us our peace, subdivide it that we become the masters and mistresses of our own, then we would have our own tax to pay. We can't just go to a tax office because we have a peer. Piece of tax because we then person give it five. She would have to make it official, and that's what I said to her, Nana. You would have to give us a subdivision that we become the masters of our own. We would have to pay our own tax because this is 27.5 acres. They still have 22.5 acres remaining. And we said then whatever they're going to do, what you can do with the 22.5, why can't that?
What you mean? They cannot build high rise housing scheme down there. What you talk about?
Yeah, but you still have 22.5. This would have come in like the more them have it is the more them want it.
Yeah, but maybe at that too. What do you mean? Maybe at that.
Tell me how you call the game. That's the question.
Tell me who called the game.
The person who gave and retract called the game.
No, but Rita Marley never retract it.
Her power of attorney.
Rita
wasn't in a position where she was not understanding how things were shaping prior to giving Stephanie power of attorney. So she knew about this.
Yeah, but yes. You just said that she said our picnic and our grand picnic them come before the house.
Yeah, she said she have to consider them. But
yeah, then she'll consider it.
Rita, that cannot, Nana, this cannot be said about what you have given to the order. You have given this to the church. This is not something you can withdraw, take back. Because
Why she can't do it?
As a Rasta woman, you don't expect that. No,
watch out. We don't expect a whole heap of things.
Integrity and character.
Brethren, we don't expect a whole heap of things, you know. Because family, they know. Family, big woman and big woman, they know it's them picnic too. So, all you mean she can't take it back? She never said she will take it back. She just said she have to look out for her family. So,
yes,
never, I know she will take it
not
back.
Not about the 5 acres, about what is yours, because you don't give this already. It's not no longer yours. It might be yours because you never cut it off and give it that we can say, yes, legally on a document, this 5 acres is in the name of Teocras, the reign order of the Nile.
Yeah, but you see how Jamaica set up and all them laws set up. Them I work with paper, you know, Bridget. A paper them I work with. Because me no want the 5 acres let move. Because we know how much bingy me go there, so, and the giant will spread over there, so. But in terms of paper, how men and people say paper.
No,
and even though the rest of them did abound the paper and abound this and abound that.
No.
Paper come right round back now.
We weren't doing that. We were saying to Nana Rita, says we need to have the land subdivided, and she too was on the page with us to say to Brother Miguel, get this together. And when them do the marking and the block work, fence off 5 acres, even 5 acres on the back, that they even fence in a pit latrine we have, fence we out of a pit latrine we have, and we have to say, no, we can't do fence the pit latrine out onto your property. You have to move the fence and put back the pitch latrine, which was the first toilet we were using until we upgraded to flush toilets. So they moved back that fence. So they showed us where the front is to the back to the side. And the good thing that they did, they fenced the entire property. So what would have been our side was also fenced. The very gate that is locked is our gate. We put up
that. All right, so may I ask you a question? Anyone, you know anyone we know, Stephanie? You know anybody we know them personally,
well,
like friends?
Sister Mitzias were closely with the Armani Museum, and I was one in dialogue on our behalf too.
Sister Mitzias was in dialogue with them?
Yes. And I met her once after the passing of her beloved husband, Ali Cole. That was when I really met her and had a quick conversation with her, you know, after, because we've been there every 6th of February, and, you know, you might see one, but never know who is who within the family, other than we know Steve and Ziggy and AJT, you know. Mm-hmm. But it just reached a situation now, Muta, where we just have to see where we go from here. I mean, I think most of the Naya have been the ones that move on in their spirit from Scott's Pass. You know, and some who live in the West probably are not mindful of all the being around in the West, you know, while others are mourning the loss of a central Nyabingi tabernacle, because Scott's Pass was like the heartbeat of the Nyabingi, you know. That was where the administrative elders were, I see. And the loss of God. Right now, Muta, I must tell you that today, some community people came and were crying. There was an elder lady who said, "That's not a put me on the camera." But you see, just losing, not having you here again. Rasta, me could have come out early any morning. Me have somewhere to go early. I've known them.
Stephanie, I forgot to hear that. You know, wait there. As Stephanie, I forgot to hear that. You know, that have nothing to do with Rasta. That's on when she a ball and I said that. As Stephanie, I forgot to hear that.
Another man, I'm just saying this to say to Jamaica and the world, we are listening to you, that not just Rastafari is hurt by this. The community, there is a community club who come as a Rasta. Anything we have to do, call the club, we will come and clean up and do everything, because we have benefited. You have people with a Rasta, you know, long we have a teeth to take out, and a dentist tell me 6,000, and now we can take out 2, we get a cup of soup, and we never know soup, could I drink some nice without meat going in there, and we get everything for free. There are a lot of people in gratitude of our presence there. Schools, universities, colleges. You know, Scott's Pass is on the Jamaica Library Service places of interest in Clarendon. So the center has stamped its mark on the people of Clarendon. I mean, from poorest
countries. And Stephanie right know in. That? Stephanie know that?
Of course they should. They have seen our posts and hear of all our activities. Yeah. Nothing is hidden. I mean, IRFM broadcast live. Naya Bingi coronation in the morning.
I remember. We'll come down there and broadcast. But you see, I like find out is what is it that moved them if you want to move the house? Because there must be something behind this movement, must, and is that more important is that move to them than the Naya Bingi house? You know, see, because we could have talked about what we do, how we not do, how we do, how we should have done a little more. If it's a case where Jerry and Navy are going to buy the place for milk rum, or if it's a place where, you know, they're going to build up a butcher shop, you know, it just. We need to find out is what they might do with the place.
Well,
if they might plan to sell it.
All that is left to be seen, Muta. I mean, when the gates were closed, there were allegations that were placed on 2 signs that were at the front. It has to do with criminal activities. It has to do with theft. It has to do with illegal utility connections. Those were charges that were placed on not necessarily billboards smaller than what you call the regular
billboard size.
But they were placed, and we consider them very embarrassing to see people passing and say, "Oh, them lock them out because them are teeth light and them are." We had a legal business with the Water Commission paying our bills. We had a legal thing with JPS all this time. Yes. And it's after there was a few happenings at Scott's Pass that caused the house not to have consecutive dinghies there. And I was saying to the
so your fee, so your fee says that why them tell Rasta them to move?
No, if we have a little problem, that then that don't tell you to just remove us from our side.
Yeah, but if I try, you see, if I weave around my head, what is it? Why is it that in at this time you know, when Rasta so prominent, the biggest Rasta family, so many children them out of that family, I go decide say Rasta must occupy a Rasta owned space. That may I try to find one of my bread. What is
I
it?
I don't understand it, Muta. I don't understand it, yeah. because those allegations could not. If those were allegations against us that were true, then the police would have intervened and we would have been arrested. Public service would have said to us that, yeah, we come sooner with the legal connection. Up to the last thing that was there, we paid a 18,000 in January. We paid a 15,000 in water bills, 34,000 in a couple of months. Yes, we were still adding some arrears, but that did not constitute anything.
Criminal.
And I mean,
I cut up about it. You know why I cut up about it? Because is a Rasta family. I do it to Rasta and Ruta Mali, who did the good thing, is not in a position to talk now. What now? So we don't know
the
mind of Stephanie until we talk to her. We would have to talk to Stephanie to find out what is it. Why she decides say. She want to move the rest and see what is the best way to resolve the issue. If it's something that she say wrong with the Rasta being there, just say it and see if you can resolve it. Or if you sell them, I will sell the place. Tell Rastas
how much 5 acres. Yeah.
I mean, even though you say a gift, Bridget, but for save it. Save the grace. If them come and say we have to pay for the 5 acres, we rally all the rest of them in the world and say, watch out now. Headquarters that we need some money to do that. And we just do that. Simple. And get paper sweet and everything. So it's not a matter of say you lose it, It's a matter of finding out why is it that she want the rest of them to move off of the land. It's just simple. Why you want to move off of the land? Because I want to sell it.
I'm sure on that property there's no criminal element that we could say criminal.
We can't argue about that.
Yeah, I know we lost one of the Japanese.
I remember all of that.
When that came up, it probably seemed as if probably Big Rasta knew about it. But that was not so. The community and the Rasta community, you know, if them Bingaman could have multiplied the Japanese were into 20 more, they would have done so based on the love and charitable nature of that virgin. That is not a goose they would want to kill because he was laying golden eggs.
Yeah, well, so, it was not. It was anywhere. We have to move virgin because.
To find the Marley's in disrepute, because when people saw this demonstration today, people are angry. The world is angry right now. I'm reading some of the thing. To hear CVM says Rasta against Rasta, someone told me I didn't see it myself.
No, CVM, an idiot, man. See, watch out. Them want that, Them want to sell blood. Them well want to say that. How do you see it now, Palal? With them calling like social media as a damn foolishness. Yeah, them want to say that. You can't hide from that now. CVM, the star, and all of these people want something in Rasta.
Catchy headline.
Yeah, just like how them have something in, Christianity. You know, where a guy come say him can't bring back people alive, and him stab people, stab sacrifice. Them want to find something like that in a Rasta. Yeah. You know, see it. So them not gonna find it, doing. Them not gonna find it. Anyway, we have to move forward. Give thanks, Bridget.
Love and blessing, Rasta. More life and
health. What hope for the liar them can move fast, though. The liar them can't move slow, Virgin.
Engage Miguel in a conversation on the cutting edge.
Should I do that? You have a program a while ago, don't it? You did have a program a while ago.
Eh? Him just done seeing that, Ken. When him done, you have the bat now, you got it.
Okay. Well, yeah, should I go? Because it come like them, lie them and move slow.
Yeah, I think lie so them and move slow. I think so too. And our part as Naya Bingi too, I think just the respect for the Marlies, we didn't want a brawl, we didn't just want.
No brawl never did it. At that CVM as the star one. That's why
we had never gone out there in a demonstration from the thing.
Yeah. Them want brawl to plaster it all over.
You know.
Yeah. The Rasta fight nice against Rasta.
Because, you know, we consider the Mali them family. You know.
Yeah.
That's how things are.
Them want vaccinated with them virus, you know.
Thank you. This is the rat race. Rat race, rat race. A summer love song, a summer boss song, a summer jack sitter. Oh, what the rat race. Yeah. Rat race. A summer gorgon.
C'est maintenant le temps de prendre votre rendez-vous pour votre dose de rappel contre la COVID-19. Allez sur québec.ca/vaccin-COVID pour suivre la séquence de vaccination prévue dans votre région et prendre votre rendez-vous en ligne. Pour bien vous protéger contre la COVID-19 et ses variants, vous devez recevoir la dose de rappel et continuer de respecter la distanciation, de porter le masque et de laver vos mains. La dose de rappel, un moyen de nous protéger plus longtemps. Un message du gouvernement du Québec.
settle down and try to concentrate. Independent life.
Destruction, yeah, yeah. job. I'm a victim of society. Separation, tribulations, all I see. Yeah, but all the fighting and my fight, you know, Jah fight still in me. Who they, watch they, say some of them try to decipher. But Jah know, set them up a long time to wait. If they think they would see, I and I turn to folly. Victim of society. True, I'm coming from a poor man family. I'm a victim of society. Certain people will be all out on me. Tell me, where I'm coming from. Do you know? In a one room shack, in a shirt on my back. Hey, I used to play in the lane, I used to play in the drain. Oh, God. And my mama, she used to fry conflictors just to send me to school. I paid my dues, whoa, whoa, I paid my dues. But I'm a victim of society. Dude, I'm coming from a poor man family. I'm a victim of society. Certain people will be all out for me. They will be all out for me. The trouble me. One on the lung, wicked man, one on the lung.
Rising again.
C'est maintenant le temps de prendre votre rendez-vous pour votre dose de rappel contre la COVID-19. À Allez sur québec.ca/vaccin-COVID pour suivre la séquence de vaccination prévue dans votre région et prendre votre rendez-vous en ligne. Pour bien vous protéger contre la COVID-19 et ses variants, vous devez recevoir la dose de rappel et continuer de respecter la distanciation, de porter le masque et de laver vos mains. La dose de rappel, un moyen de nous protéger plus longtemps. Un message du gouvernement du Québec.
Thanks for tuning in. May you and your family have a great day and a great week. Jagaid, one love.
Radio Show is a twice-monthly news show on CKUT. The show seeks to confront the invisibility of prisons and prisoner struggles by focusing on the roots of incarceration, policing, and criminalization, and by challenging ideas about what prisons are and who ends up inside. We are dedicated to programming that is directly collaborative with people who are currently incarcerated. With that in mind, we would like to let you know that we have a phone line for prisoners and their outside supporters. In fact, we have two phone lines. You can call us Collect from Bordeaux Prison and Riviere de Prairie Prison by calling 514-876-3748. We also have a number for non-collect calls. That number is 438-337-8423. Feel free to call that number and leave a message for us with news to share on the show or an audio message for your loved ones inside.
All right. Directions on how to use your radio. Find the power button. Turn it to on. Turn the knob to CKUT 90.3 FM. Relax and enjoy.
Thank you. Good morning, Montreal. You are tuned to the Wednesday Morning After on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. We have a tight show for you today with two pre-recorded interviews from the Music Spot and a podcast from Rabble. We will also hear a podcast in the second hour of the show. The first podcast is from Solidarity News and Labor Radio. The first interview is with Faulty Rivals. Faulty Rivals is releasing a new EP, The Abused Will Ascend. The second interview is with Red Grace. Red Grace is releasing a single called The Time. 8 o'clock brings Democracy Now!, 8:15 brings Weather, and after some music we'll visit the podcast called In the Shower with Taz and Marcus, where this week's question is, how much does a cloud weigh? After some more music we'll wrap up the show. Let's start the day off with some music.
Awake in the night to the sound of the city asleep. I walk to the window, see the streetlights dotting the trees. And in that moment, I want you.